I'm studying Matthew this past month and now. And funny thing is, I just started reading Battles of the Mind by Joyce. And a friend of mine gave me my birthday, but I never opened it. And the funny thing was, I opened as soon as I started reading Matthew. And it was a really good coincidence, although I don't believe in coincidence. God has always a perfect plan. And today I'm rereading the part where Jesus was tempted in the desert, which I really like this part. And if we actually stop to see everything that happened in that moment, Jesus is teaching us how to win over temptation. And we have every single step, and that kind of show us the exact attack plan that the enemy uses every time he's coming after us. Jesus never wrote anything. Jesus never did anything. I'm sorry. He never did anything without a purpose. And the reason why this is in the Bible is because Jesus left us the perfect plan, the perfect way for us to overcome temptation and go through the desert. And if you see what happened in the beginning, the devil attacked Jesus in his weakened state. That tells a lot about the enemy's game plan. He's never gonna attack you when you're strong. Why he's gonna come attack you when you're strong in that area that you know you're stronger? No, he's gonna go for your weakness. He knows that he cannot beat you in the strong areas of your life or when you're strong. But when he see a weak spot and a weak place in your life, then when he's gonna come, because he's sneaky. So he's gonna go for the weakened spot. And the part when the bad thing about your weak spot is you're hungry in that area, because the first temptation that the devil used against Jesus was his hunger, because he was 40 days in the desert without eating, drinking anything. So he went first for the thing that he was craving the most. He was hungry, so the devil went for his hunger. What is the area of your life that you're hungry right now, that you're weak? Is lust? Is in a relationship maybe? You're feeling like you're on the edge on the area. It is patient. It is unforgiveness. What area of your life you're hungry? What area of your life you're weak? You're starving. What area of your life you're like on the edge already? Because that's the area of your life that the enemy is gonna go most for. And the first thing that he's gonna make you is the offering to get that hunger away from you. He's gonna try to feed you with something. He's gonna test you in that area and try to give you a quick, easy fix. So that's the first thing that the enemy is gonna do, is to try to give you an easy fix. Try to get, when you go to the supermarket hungry and you just eat anything, that what he's gonna do. He's gonna try to feed you with anything in that area that you're hungry. The second thing that he tempted Jesus was his confidence in God. So after he tempted you with whatever area in your life, he's gonna try to shake your confidence in God. He's gonna try to, get to doubt God. That way, he's gonna start putting doubts. Do you think God really loves you? Look at what you're going through. And if he tempt you and you fall into temptation, he's gonna try to play that against you and be like, okay, you just sinned. You just fell into sin again. Do you really think God is gonna want you back? Do you really think that you're worthy? Do you really think that like you're good enough to keep going? Like, look at you. You're a sinner. You're dirty. So he's gonna try to shake your confidence in God and shake your own confidence. Like, he's gonna try to shake you in that area. Try to play the guilt card, the shame card. Maybe if you're going through a trial, he's gonna be like, do you really think that God is with you? Like, if he loved you that much, you wouldn't be in this situation. So he's gonna try to play with your mind. So that's what's gonna happen. And after Jesus was tempted, and another area was his obedience to God. because he told the devil took Jesus to a mountaintop and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said, you can have it all in exchange for one thing. Worship me just once. That was me paraphrasing. Like, it's literally what he said. You can have it all in exchange of one thing. Worship me once. So the third temptation was a test to see whether Jesus would act on his own authority without instruction from his father. So that's when he's going to come for the shortcuts. You know, he's going to try to attack you sometimes and to deceive you to a shortcut. Like, just do this once. You know, like it's fine. Or like, go to this route. Maybe like, if you lie just this a little bit to get there faster, like, what's the deal? What's the big deal? If you just, you know, do this behind that person's back, it's like nobody's going to know. You know, if you cheat just this once, it's okay. Like, nobody's going to know, and like, that's never going to happen again. You know, if you lie just this once, like, the enemy's going to try to make it so easy. The enemy never comes with giant things. He comes with subtle lies. You know, nobody will know. Not only does he tempt you to give it and to receive it, the things you would like to have, but he also makes it sound so simple and easy. But God never works that way. He wants you to have the best and only the best. But he has to come in the right way. Jesus, the key for him to defeat temptation was because he relied on God's word. For every time the devil tempted him, he came back with the word of God. He came back with something that was according to the word of God. So the key for us to win temptation is to study the word of God and be aware of what God says. Be aware of his word, because the devil cannot fight against the word of God. Because trust me, the devil knows the word of God. While he was in the desert, he was using the own words of God to try to manipulate Jesus. So a lot of the times when we're being tempted, it's not going to sound that bad in the beginning. It's going to sound kind of very convincing. And that's when the enemy tries. He's not going to bring you something so huge to scare you off. No, he's going to start bringing things little by little until you start opening those doors little by little. And when you see the door is already completely open and you already let the enemy in your life and you're already a slave of that addiction or that behavior. So the way that we can defeat the enemy is being completely sensitive to the word of God and what is the actual truth, because there's only one truth. And I think this whole scenario and all that happened with Jesus was literally him showing us the strategies that the enemies use, but also how to win in all of those scenarios. Sometimes the enemy is going to use one of those three. Sometimes he's going to use all of them. He's going to come for your weak spot, the place that you're starving. Maybe he's going to come and try to shake your confidence in God and try to play the guilt card sometimes. Maybe he's going to go for your obedience and just, you know, tell you, don't worry, it's just this one time. And that one time, it's repeatedly happening over and over until you're caught up into an addiction, into a pattern. So that's the important for us to know the word of God. The Bible study, the devotionals, your routine with God is not just, it's not just to be a checklist. It's to be something that make you intimate with the word of God, make you so aware that every time the enemy tried to pull something like this, you're prepared, because Jesus defeated. And he's showing that it's possible to defeat temptation. We just need to be in the word of God and so familiar that the enemy, the time the enemy tried to attack you, you already know how to get back. You know how, the right thing to say, the right thing to think. You already know the voice of God, so you're not going to fall for the lies of the enemies. And today, this study, I'm doing my devotional, and sometimes I like to share with you guys, that's why we have the coffee and bread, which is spend some time in the morning, you know, grab a little coffee. I'm a tea person, but, you know, grab a little tea, grab a little coffee, and have some time with the bread of life, which is Jesus. So I pray that you have an amazing day. I pray that you have an amazing time. And let's pray together this little prayer for victory that it's here on the book. And I loved it, which says, Lord Jesus, thank you for your victory over the devil. Thank you for standing on God's word in the midst of every temptation. In your name, I pray for the wisdom and the strength to defeat the same enemy when he tempts me. Amen.